Welcome to Grace Baptist Church in Chattanooga, Tennessee. Your grace is enough. Thank you for joining us on Sunday evening, April the 28th, 2013.
Heavenly Father, we thank you for the opportunity to come into your presence tonight. We thank you for the freedom that we have in our country to worship you. We thank you, too, for our faithful missionaries around the world. And we look forward to the presentation of Judy Bowen and what she's done in Togo in these last years. We thank you also for the opportunity to have the Lord's table tonight. And we pray for your presence and your blessing for each one here. And we'll be certain to give you the honor and glory for the good that's accomplished. In Christ's name we pray. Amen.
Good evening, church. It is my privilege to come before you as a congregation to baptize Jimmy. Jimmy has been attending our Spanish ministry for the past 2.5 years, and just recently they have been making plans to get married to Summer, and I've asked them if they had any intentions to participate with us in their baptism, and they willingly said yes. So I've known Jimmy since he came to our ESL class probably 3 years ago, and been working with him very closely. So tonight it is my privilege to ask Jimmy if he has professed Christ as his Lord and Savior. Jimmy?
Yes.
Yes. Is it you wish to say anything to the congregation? How did you meet the Lord?
My family is as Christian in Mexico. I had my baptized there when I was baby. Mm-hmm. But now I don't remember exactly because I was baby, and now I want to do something different. Mm-hmm. And something I remember specific mm-hmm. in my life.
Mm-hmm. Wonderful. Okay, Jimmy, well, upon your profession of faith in our Lord Jesus Christ, I will baptize you in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Hold on to my hand, and hold on to this other one, okay? And close your mouth, and you're just going to lean backward, okay? Ready? Death to the old life in baptism and born to new life in Christ Jesus. Amen. Summer, we've been working with you for a while too, and it's been a pleasure to meet you and work with you, and it's a privilege for me to baptize you today. Would you like to say any words to the congregation?
I was saved when I was little, and I just never made the public baptism, and I want to be obedient now.
Amen. Well, upon your confession of faith on our Lord Jesus Christ, I will baptize you in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Hold on to my hand. Death to your new life and in baptism, and born again to a new life in Christ Jesus our Lord. Amen.
Appreciate, appreciate Mike and Lucy and their involvement in our Spanish ministry and each week, and just thank the Lord for that group. For those that don't know, we also have a Chinese church that meets here as well. So looking forward to that. And we've talked to staff about trying to get these ministries together soon. So be listening for those times. Maybe we can interact with those folks a little bit more. I'm going to sing very briefly tonight with you. We've got a lot to do tonight, and but we do want to sing a little bit and praise the Lord together in song. Would you stand with me as we sing together the song "All to Us," Precious Cornerstone, Sure Foundation. Sing with me.
Precious Cornerstone, Sure Foundation, You are faithful. Oh, us and let the glory, oh, let the glory of your name be the passion of the church. Let the righteousness of God be a holy flame that burns. Let the saving love of Christ be the measure of our lives. We believe you're all to us. Jesus, we love you. We worship and adore you. Glorify thy name in all the earth. Glorify thy name. Glorify thy name. Glorify thy name in all the earth.
Father, we come to you tonight and just pray that as we listen, as we open our hearts to you, that we'll see that you're all to us. You're all we need. And our dependence upon you is so vital. Thank you, Lord, for what you're going to do in our hearts tonight. In your Son's name we pray. Amen. Have the ladies ensemble this time.
Shown throughout the heavens and earth, and we exclaim, our God is mighty. Lift up your name, for you are holy. Sing it again, all honor and glory. In adoration, we bow before.
The Lord from the heavens.
Praise him in the heights above.
Praise him, all his heavenly hosts.
Praise him, sun and moon. Praise him, all you shining stars.
Praise him, you highest heavens and you waters above the skies.
Kings of the earth and all nations, you princes and all rulers on earth.
Young men and maidens, old men and children,
let them praise the name of the Lord.
For his name is exalted. His splendor is above the earth and the heavens.
Praise the name of the Lord. Adoration.
we're glad to have Judy Bowen with us and some of her family. You might want to introduce them in a minute as well, but we're glad to have you, Judy, back with us here at Grace.
Thank you so much. It's a privilege to be here. It's always a privilege to come to Grace Baptist Church and to have the opportunity to say thank you for being a church that prays and supports your missionaries and that loves Togo. And it's evident that you do. You've had lots of missionaries from Togo, and we're excited about Andrew and Mary Ward coming alongside in the Christian School Ministry. And I would just praise the Lord very much for what he's doing there and for your partnership, because we can't stay out there without you, without your prayers, without your support. And so thank you so very, very much. And for your part in my personal ministry in Togo. And so thank you. It's a privilege to update you on what the Lord is doing in the ministry in Togo. So we'll do that with a slide presentation. But let me introduce to you my aunt, who's visiting from Alabama. Aunt, we call her Aunt June. She has several names. We'll go with Aunt June for tonight. And she's with us. And her friends are here also with her. And would you mind introducing your friends? Cora and Pete Mercer have come with her, and so we're thankful they're here. And then my sister and brother-in-law, Debbie and Tom Chubbuck, we're thankful to have them. And Debbie's my fan club. She and my mom, they're good, and so I thank the Lord for them. So thank you for coming tonight. And so we'll update you with the slide presentation. I'm just going to back over here, and you can turn off as many lights as you want because you can watch the screen, and we'll go from here. Okay, y'all know where Togo is, I'm sure, and we'll just go ahead and put that up here real quick. There's Africa, and Togo is in West Africa, a country of about 6 million people, about the size of the state of Vermont, and so a highly populated area of the world, and there is where we live right there. This is the hospital compound that you've heard so much about, and my house is right there. And Bea and Harry's latest house was right there. And my office is, we'll hit that on the next one. Here we go. I'll be showing you the ministry there. And my office is right in this building right here. And so I see it from the air. It's a lot more remote than it looks from the ground. But anyway, we're just kind of out there, and a great place to live and work. And a very important part of any foreign country is the languages that are spoken, French, Ewe, and Kabye, 41 other languages in Togo, and that presents a huge challenge to any of our ministries as we try to help people to understand and read the Word of God in their language. My main ministry in Togo is about the Word of God. It's everything centers around this book. And we thank the Lord so very, very much for the freedom to be able to purchase and distribute copies of the Word of God. And so that's the central point of the ministry of the Communications Resource Center in Togo. We exist to make Christian literature available in local languages at affordable rates to the people of West Africa. Affordable is very important. The people in Togo don't make a lot of money, as you would guess, and an average of about a dollar, maybe up to between $1 and $3 a day now, with the cost of living rising. And so this bookstore has about 1,000 titles, mostly in French, some in Ewe, some in Kabye. And we are in our 17th year, and so we thank the Lord for his faithfulness to keep this bookstore ministry going. Most things take place in this building right here, the print shop at this end, the bookstore right here, translation ministry and recording right here, and the Lord is just keeping us going there. What does the CRC ministry include? First of all, literature acquisition, and that could be from right there in Togo by translation and printing right there. There are various places where we're able to order literature, at various places around the world, from Quebec and some from East Africa. I've just have found that some workbooks that we need in French are being produced in Hong Kong and will be shipped direct, so it kind of happens all over the place. And then our Bibles are delivered right there, so that's our easy, we can get our Bibles by phone call, and so we thank the Lord for that. And then the ministry includes the bookstore. It is a public bookstore located on the hospital compound. Anybody can come and make purchases here. And the observant ones among you will notice this kid right here. He's not too interested in buying books right there. But there he is. And special feature of the photo there. Book tables, when we have conferences together, folks just really love it when we put together a book table. And so there may be gospel tracts there, calendars, Bibles, songbooks, and they like it when we bring the books to them. And that's a help to them not to have to go and visit our bookstore. Translation is a part of our ministry, and we're currently working on a large series of lessons so that our churches will have Bible lessons to work from. And so Maggie is a full-time employee in translation, and we've kept her busy for a lot of years. Printing is a giant part of our ministry, and that's the way that we produce many of our gospel tracts, lessons, smaller books we're able to produce here, and this print shop stays very, very busy. And, of course, when you're printing, then you have your folding, collating, packaging, and preparing literature for distribution. Relatively new to our ministry is audio recording, and I'm going to say more about audio and video because these have just emerged as extremely important ministries. And so I want to touch on that a little bit more here in a little bit, but they're a very important part of the resource center ministry. How is literature used in Togo? Just in a great variety of ways. We have distributed quite close to 600,000 gospel tracts over the years, and this ministry still works where we are. People appreciate small pieces of literature. They do read it, and we thank the Lord for the gospel tract ministry. And then the Bible lessons are used in Sunday schools. They're used in Awana and in our Christian school ministry, and so there are a variety of ways to use these lessons. Youth groups take advantage of the literature ministry, women's Bible studies, men's Bible studies, children's little kids club. We've used literature with them many times. And then again, there is the bookstore ministry. And so there's a wide variety of ministries for literature. Personally, my main ministry is in literature and audiovisual, but I have the privilege of assisting in the community health evangelism ministry as well. And we've just seen the Lord do wonderful things in this ministry. And the idea behind community health evangelism is to help people in the villages to assess the health needs and to advise these villages as to how to be able to improve their lives by very simple means, whether it's drying your dishes on a dish draining rack to prevent ingesting water that's not clean, putting screens on the houses to prevent mosquitoes from coming in, therefore slowing down malaria. And so community health evangelism is about that. And, of course, the main idea behind community health evangelism is to share the gospel. This village, Kadwa Sokope, is a village that when we first went in with community health evangelism, believed that these fetishes, this chicken, could help prevent illnesses or could in some way bring some sort of help to them. But they have learned now that salvation is found in the gospel of Jesus Christ, and a church has been raised up in this village. A number of people have been baptized, and so we thank the Lord for what He is doing in community health evangelism. So we're ready to move out of that village. And so as we look for other villages, it's our group will get together and pray over the Togo map and ask God to show us where does He want us to minister in community health evangelism. So we thank Him for that that ministry. Another ministry that the Lord has given me is that of photography. And it's just a wonderful privilege to be able to do this ministry for Him, for His glory. Creation photography is about showing His handiwork, declaring His glory. And I just love doing that, and I thank Him for the privilege to do so. Missions photography is about presentations like this that were given tonight, but also about telling about people like the Tambermas in the north of Togo who live in these very interesting houses and still build these houses today. And this man has all these idols outside his house, one for every child living in this household. And the idea of these idols is that the gods will be prayed to and their children will be protected. And that's the inside. And so you can see that the people in this village are steeped in idolatry and other gods, yet the gospel has come to the Tamburma village. This is a Christian man who has renounced his idols. There's a church in this village now. This is the old church. I don't have a picture of the new one, but they now have a new building, bigger, and God is at work. And so missions photography is about telling about these kind of people in the world declaring the need for the gospel of Jesus Christ throughout the world. And so the future is exciting for literature and audiovisual ministries in Togo because of our new ministry coming into Mongo. And this is where Hope Radio, the Leathers, Daniel and Sherry, coming to start radio. And they get to listen to me all the time talk about how we need it in the South, too. And we do, because the radio is the truth to the people in Togo. Anybody that listens to the radio, whatever they hear on it is true. No matter what it says, the radio is the truth. And so it's very important for us to put the real, true gospel and the truth on the radio. And so the hospital's being built up there. We're making excellent progress in Mongo with the hospital. It's a beautiful town, and they have everything there. There's the parts appliance place there if you need anything. And very well stocked, as you can tell. All of your auto needs are right there. And so it's great. I'm sure that all of those things will grow with time because many people are moving to Mongo now with the hospital coming. And so the literature ministry now is based right here in Togo. The hospital is in the north. The beauty of a surgical hospital is that it will bring patients from the surrounding countries. And so when the patients come, they will be inpatients because they'll be mostly surgical patients. And the opportunity will be there then for them to receive pieces of literature, to hear the gospel, to be saved, to begin growing, and to take literature home. And so you can see how the prospect of growth in our ministries is going to just increase hugely because of this new hospital in the north. So we thank the Lord for the future of our ministries in Togo. Audio-visual ministry, this is just a huge thing because for one reason or another, people need to be able to hear the Word of God. Either they can't read, they never did learn to read, or they are blind, or they're otherwise sick, and they need to hear the Word of God. And so audio has become important to us. We've recorded, many portions of the Eve Bible. We'll look forward to recording the Kabye Bible. We'll try to make available any scriptures we can in oral format. And so we've started this ministry in the hospital. I wrote about these, so some of you probably remember this email that I talked about, this pillow speaker system in our hospital. This man is named B.J. Thompson. He's with ABWE in Bangladesh, and he designed this system for use in the hospital in Bangladesh. He came to Togo, just volunteered to come and help us set this program up in the south. And the beauty of this is that, it's very simple. It's just a wooden box. It has a speaker in it. Beside the bed, there are four jacks for four different languages. You plug in the speaker and you listen. And so four different languages can be playing next to that patient in the bedside. It's quiet enough that it's personal. And so the beauty of this system is the privacy, because sometimes, especially in our northern hospital, people don't want necessarily other people to know what they're listening to. And so this is the scripture, this is the gospel, the Word of God playing right next to that patient. So this is a new ministry where we're working out the bugs. It is working, and we're going to be asking you to pray for wisdom as we continue with that ministry. Audio, music groups are emerging because there's a lot of talent, a lot of musical talent in Togo, and so some of these guys are just getting really good. The choirs are fantastic. And so we envision people being able to play this music in their homes. Their neighbors will hear, and it's a wonderful means to be able to share by way of music. And so audio ministry, very, very important. Video, I just can't tell you the importance of this because everybody's got a TV and a DVD player now. They're cheap at the port, and so everybody's got one. Everybody watches them. And the thing that's interesting in Togo is that these pirated movies are there, they're dirt cheap, and everybody buys them. And there's not really any discernment because nobody grew up with this. So they got these DVD players, these TVs, and they just buy these movies from Europe and they watch them. And there's not much quality. And so the idea now with video ministry is to be able to put quality in front of people and also to preserve seminars. This is a five-hour seminar that was done by one of our Togolese missionaries. Excellent. It's for families. We videoed it. It's available for $4 for 5 hours of how to train your children. And so the moment is preserved forever once you put it onto DVD. And so there's just a lot of potential in this ministry. And then the children. Here's what's interesting, is I'm in Togolese homes and I see kids watching the TV. They're watching Togo MTV. You know, you can just imagine, you know, really. And that's basically all they have. And so what can we do to put video in front of these children? And so what we're going to try to do is have this lady's Maggie right here, our translator. She's telling the Evangicube story in front of the video camera. This is a practice run. And so we'd like to do some Bible lessons like this, just to try to put the Word of God in front of kids so they have something to watch besides Togo MTV and pirated movies. So this is a huge, huge potential throughout Togo, audio and visual, Hope Radio, and this ministry combined in the future. I believe God's going to do great things through it. And so we're going to ask you to be in prayer for that. I'm going to mention some prayer needs to you. And I just am thankful for the way God works in hearts of people to pray. And if he wants you to do something besides pray, he will move your heart in that. And so we're just going to mention these. Translation and just the various literature ministries need to be prayed for. And this is an odd picture. I want you to look right here at this. I don't know if you know what a Jeremiah termite is, but Jeremiah 15:16 says, "Thy words were found and I did eat them." That's termite damage. And this container is where we keep our gospel tracts. And this is about the third time. This was only weeks ago that the ladies came to me and said the termites are in the container. They're eating the tracts again. And so this really is a prayer just for daily wisdom in the running of things in this literature ministry, because you really never know what's going to come up. And so we're going to have to put a steel floor down in this container, and hopefully that will be the end of Jeremiah termites eating our scriptures. Okay, so pray for wisdom for us in the daily running of things. And then for the machines, you know, these guys look quite content as they've got these machines in pieces. But we need the Lord's wisdom and help to keep things running. You have a lot of machines and you have a lot of things that need to be fixed. And then our audio visual ministries, this is important. And we're just asking God to give us wisdom as we move ahead. I'm not an expert in AV, but the Lord has put me in as the head of this ministry of literature and printing and audiovisual, so we need his wisdom desperately. So pray for the success of this. And then community health evangelism. That car is from 2009, and we've worn it out. It is killing us financially. In fact, it's parked. I just read today from Sharon, who is the head of the community health evangelism program. It's parked again, and we have to postpone the ministry next week because the car is down. And so we need to replace it. And so we're praying that God will give us a new one. All right, that one's pretty, but it's worn out. And so pray for a new car for community health evangelism. We're talking brand new, the Lord willing, he is able. And so I've been looking. And this is about what we can afford right now. So anyway, that muffler there, that's for your son there, okay? Special muffler. And so pray for those needs, and I'll be just thank you for continuing to pray as we work. I want to play a song. It lasts 3.5 minutes, and then I'm done. And so let me just say to you, there are photo books out there on the table if you're interested in them. I'll be there after the service if you're interested in those. But listen to this song. This is Ancient Words. You probably know it, but it's perfect to illustrate the importance of our ministry with the Word of God. Thank you.
Holy Word, long preserved for our walk in this world. They resound with God's own heart. Oh, let the ancient words impart words of life, words of hope. Give us strength, help us go. In this world, wherever we roam, ancient words will guide us home. Ancient words, ever true, changing me and changing you. We have come
with open heart. Oh, let the ancient words impart. Holy words of our faith, handed down to this age, came to us through sacrifice. Oh, heed the faithful words of Christ. Holy words long preserved for our world in this world. They resound with God's own heart. Oh, let the ancient
Thank you, Judy, so much for that. Ancient words ever true, changing me, changing you. Appreciate the ministry there in Togo that we've been able to support for a number of years, and specifically the literature and some of the prayer requests that she's mentioned for the audiovisual as well. Well, I'm going to ask the ushers if they would come, and opportunity for you to give toward that ministry. And unless otherwise designated tonight, the offering will go for that ministry in Togo. So let's pray. Father, we do thank you for your word, ancient words, ever true. We thank you that your word makes a difference in our lives. And may we be in it daily and searching the words of truth, Lord, to apply to our lives. We thank you for Judy and the ministry that she's had for so many years and continues to have, and for the Togolese people that are precious in your sight. And I pray that you would just bless the works there, a number of different ministries just in that one area. And we pray your blessing on them, Lord. Meet every need that they have. Bless this offering, and we thank you for it. Amen. Thank you.
Take your Bibles, if you will, and turn to John chapter 6 real quickly. Just a couple of things that the Lord touched my heart about while Kelly O'Rear was speaking. So this is all Kelly's fault. Last Sunday, the achieved life versus the received life. And God just started speaking to my heart there. You know, we've really got hope in this world because Bill O'Reilly is about to come out with a book called Killing Jesus. We're going to learn everything that we need to know about Jesus, right? No. I am very much concerned about the fact that he is going to do that. Though he is the voice of conservatism in this United States and holding on to traditional values, I am very much concerned that the American public is going to read something that is going to lead them astray. He's already said this is not going to be a theological treatise. It's going to be a historical treatise based on what he reads historically. I'm concerned in our world because we are in a nation where we have no single great preacher who is giving out the truth. We have a few preachers on television, but George Beverly Shea just died. Billy Graham is in his 90s, and he is going the way of all flesh, as we all are. I'm really concerned because I heard this week from some of my buddies that the Southern Baptist website was kicked off the Department of Defense websites in certain places because they are a hate organization, because of their stand against homosexual behavior. They are a hate group, and certain Roman Catholic websites. And so I'm about to call my buddies about that and the military to find out what's going on. But I will tell you, every time I see a baptism, I am a hopeful person. And you know, the world that Jesus was born into, the Bible says that he came into his own and his own what? Received him not. There had been 400 years of darkness, no words of truth, and then Jesus comes on to the scene. And in John chapter 6, Jesus had just fed the multitudes, and the scripture says that he left and went on the other side, and in verse 25, the multitudes had missed Jesus, went out looking for him, and they came and said, "Rabbi, when did you get here?" And Jesus answers kind of strangely here, because he knew their hearts. The only thing they were concerned about was getting their bellies full again. And Jesus said, "I tell you the truth, you are looking for me, not because you saw miraculous signs, but because you ate the loaves and you had your fill. Don't work for food that spoils, but for food that endures to eternal life, which the Son of Man will give you. On him, God the Father has placed his seal of approval." And Jesus goes on in several places to say this, and I've circled all these in my Bible. Verse 35, Jesus said, "I'm the bread of life. He who comes to me will never be hungry. If you believe in me, you will never be thirsty." In verse 48, he says, "I am the bread of life." In verse 51, he says, "I am the living bread." And I don't have time to go into all the detail that I would like to, but Jesus said this repeatedly, that he came to feed the hungry soul. And the most amazing thing is, in verse 36, after Jesus says that, Jesus also said, "You have seen me, you've seen what I am able to do, but you still don't believe me." We live in an unbelieving world. But just as Jesus came and gave this message, he said, "I came to do the will of my Father, If you want to do great works, believe my words. Believe that I came for a purpose, that I am going to give my body that you might have eternal life. Look what he says in verse 37. All, even though you don't believe, all that the Father gives me will come to me, and whoever comes to me, I will no wise cast out. And this is the will of him who sent me. I will lose no one that the Father gave to me. Now there's a plan. I know I am preaching to the choir. You are here because you believe these words. Jesus drew you to himself with his words. Jesus went on to say that I will lose none of those that he gave me. I will raise up all that he has given me. Verse 44, I will raise them up on the last day. Whoever believes the truth will have everlasting life. There will not be one person who will die who eats the living bread. Whoever eats the living bread will live forever. I will raise him up the last day. That's what Jesus said. And I will tell you, because he said he was the bread from heaven, the Jews got angry at what he said. And Jesus said that with all the grumbling, it is written in the prophets that no one can come to me unless the Father who sent me draws him, and I will raise him up the last day. Everyone who listens to the Father and learns from him comes to me. No one has seen the Father except the one who is from God. Only he has seen me. I am the bread of life. I am the living bread. The Spirit will give life. The Spirit gives life. The flesh counts for nothing. The words that I have spoken to you are spirit and they are life. The words of God brings life. That's why it is vitally important that we listen to the words of this book and hear the voice of God. Living words. Beautiful words, wonderful words, wonderful words of life. And at this time, we're going to look at 1 Corinthians 11 because Jesus is our bread and he has instructed us that we are to do this to remember him. The scripture says, "For I received from the Lord what I also passed on to you. The Lord Jesus, on the night that he was betrayed, took bread, and when he had given thanks, he broke it and said, 'This is my body.'" And I'm going to ask Ed Glodfelter, if you would you give thanks for the Lord's body?
Father, we are so grateful. Dale has pointed out to the wonderful words, the life-giving words, the words that lead us to truth. Of course, without your Holy Spirit that leads us there and illuminates and convicts us and brings us to you. Thank you for these words. Thank you for the bread of life that you have given us, for Jesus is strong. Amen.
Thank you. Scripture declares,
"This is my body, which is for you. Do this in remembrance of me." Scripture says, in the same way, after supper, he took the cup. Burdette, will you thank the Lord for his blood that he shed for us?
Father, you sing your word, without the shedding of blood is no remission. Lord, we thank you that we have forgiveness of our sins through the shed blood of Christ. Lord, it's all through your grace and through your love for us. Help us not to forget what our salvation caused through your Son. Thank you. Christ, thank you.
Scripture says, "This cup is the new covenant in my blood. Do this whenever you drink it in remembrance of me." At this particular time, it is our custom to take up an offering for those who are in need. This is a wonderful thing to do. We are able to minister to the community in this way, so I encourage you to give generously. Let's have a word of prayer. Father, I thank you so much that you have blessed us with so much. And Lord, we know that there's a responsibility there. So Lord, help us to give generously, remembering, Father, that there are many needs out there. Bless the offering now, we pray in Christ's name. Amen. Why don't you stand? The scripture says that after they shared in that meal that they sang and left. And I think, do you remember that day when you believed? I remember it. Woo! Yes, I remember it. Remember the day my life was changed, and I know you do too. And that's a wonderful, wonderful thing. Go and give great testimony for what Jesus did in your life. Let's sing one stanza of Amazing Grace, and then we'll be dismissed.
Amazing grace, how sweet the sound that saved a wretch like me. I once was lost, but now I'm found. Was blind, but now I see.
Go and be a blessing this week.
Thank you for worshiping with us today. Grace Baptist Church exists to glorify God by knowing Him through His Word, loving Him through worship and obedience, and serving Him by caring for others. For more information about our ministries, please go to www.aboutgracebaptist.org. See you next time.